Blog Talk Radio.
Into the rubble, bubbling. We don't need no more trouble. Double telescope vision, hot, hot vision. Like I'm running the mark up on a rhythm. Stay on the band so you don't lose the vision. Same sizzling, Peter Pan up from my pants. Just like yourself from the silly feeling it. You're breathing it. You put on your glasses and you see through it.
Fear nobody but his majesty. My spirit, you be deep. For you, I wait silently. It seems that you believe in me. Fear nobody but his majesty. My spirit, you be deep. For you, I wait silently. It seems that you believe in me.
Some of them run, run, running like a rat on a wheel. Try to find a new deal. Who is there? Seeking for a meal. This world is real. On the heels of a final generation.
I remember that day in November. Standing on a roof and I'm feeling so tender. All shook up like I've been in the blender. Fend off the demons in the park after dark. Send me a hand. I want to be a member. Spent too much and now I'm rendered. We got a panda coming thread, want to fly in the sky, but a heavy like
fear nobody but his majesty. My spirit, you be deep. For you, I wait silently. It seems that you believe in me. Fear nobody but his majesty. My spirit, you be deep. For you, I wait silently. It seems that you believe in me.
Just a tool in the hands of the builder. Fill them with the strength to go further. Dig in deep for eternal treasure. Stay away from quicksand and false pleasure.
Y'all, family, and listening audience, welcome to another session of Can It Be That Simple? I'm your host, Yara Al, of Beth Yahweh. As always, before we start today's lesson, I suggest that everyone get your study materials and follow as we go through the lesson tonight. We'll start off with a brief prayer. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Father Yah, for meeting with us on this Shabbat day. We thank thee for protecting us throughout the course of the week. We thank thee for thy lessons and the blessings that you've given us throughout the course of the week. But as we know, the Sabbath is the cherry on top, the time in which we meet with you. And we thank thee for giving us this opportunity. Blessed are you, Yahweh, Almighty One, King of the universe, who has sanctified us with his commandments, took pleasure in us, with love and favor gave us his holy Sabbath as a heritage, a remembrance of creation. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who sanctifies the Sabbath. Amen. So, family, it's been another week. Hopefully everyone has taken advantage of the word throughout the course of the week. Hopefully some of the things that were mentioned in the previous sessions have assisted you in your journey with the Most High, assisted you in your journey to the Word. As the topic we've been talking about is putting on the whole armor of Yah. And what I've noticed in dealing with this subject matter, the Word takes on many, many, many avenues or many, many attributes. That's the word. The Word has many attributes. And one of the things that came to my mind is when Moshe was talking to the Most High, he asked a question. What should I say you're called? And when we get into that particular scripture and that particular conversation, Most High said to him, Eya Asha Eya, I will be what I will be. And that's what he is for us. But how does he do it? He utilizes his word to be what we need when we need it. And as we're talking about this armor, it is his word that we're putting on that is protecting us through our journey called life. I'm going to start off in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 13. And with this scripture, it's Paul talking. Because one of the things that we've learned throughout the scriptures is that there's always a mediator between the Most High and his people. We'll go to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 13, and this is Paul talking. And it says, but we are bound to always give thanks to Yah for you, brothers, loved by Yahushua, because Yah chose you from the beginning for salvation through the sanctification of the Spirit and the belief in the truth. Started here because one of the things that I'm realizing is that We have been sanctified. We have been set apart. And how are we set apart? We're set apart by the word. And we're also set apart by our belief, our faith, and the truth of Yah's word. So I started there just to, you know, and I looked at the word bound in that particular scripture. And that's in your Greek lexicon, 3784. It's just and it means, it's a fellow, means owe, refer to being morally obligated, to meet an obligation. So one of the things that, you know, in looking at this particular scripture and this particular definition for bound, it is talking about those men that have been set apart by the Most High to teach his word. That is one of their duties. Their duties is to stand in the gap and to plead our case before the Most High. So we're going to get into the scripture tonight, and we're dealing with Ephesians chapter 6, verse 15. And it's just another part of the armor that we're putting on. And it reads, and having fitted your feet with the preparation of the good news of peace. And in some translations, you have the word shod. It says shod your feet. And so I looked the word shod up because I really wasn't familiar with it. And it says it technically means shoes. But this is one of the definitions that it had for shod. A shod foot refers to an assault that involves the kicking or stomping of a victim by an assailant who is wearing shoes. The shoes itself is considered the weapon used in an attack. An assailant is charged for using his shoes as a weapon. So, as we've seen, you know, when we talk about shoes, you know, shoes are on your feet. And shoes protect your feet from stuff that, you know, as you walk along the path of life, as you walk along the street. So, I looked the word, in this particular scripture, I started with the word fitted. And that's 5265 in your Greek lexicon. And it means bound under. And it's actually, the word is hupadeo. And it's actually a compound word made up of two words, hupo and deo. And it means, like I repeat, to bind under one's feet. And from there, I went to another scripture because when it said bound or bind, one of the scriptures that I went to Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 8. And this is talking about, like, and this is talking about the Torah. And it reads, "You shall bind them for a sign on your hand, and they shall be for a symbol between your eyes." And this is talking about the Torah. And so I looked that word up, the bind in this particular scripture. And it was 7194 in your Hebrew lexicon. And it's kashah. And it also means to bind, lead together, conspire. And so one of the things that came to my mind when thinking about this and the binding, you know, you're binding that the word, you're binding the Torah. And this particular scripture, you're binding it to your hand, the work that you're doing. You're binding it between your eyes, that is your conscious mind. You're binding the Torah to your conscious mind. And then in our opening scripture, you're binding it to your feet. So, in our scripture that we're talking about, Ephesians 6:15, you're binding it to your feet. So it's like you're thinking about the word. You're working the word. Now you're traveling along the word at the same time, constantly utilizing the word to protect you from dangers. I looked up the word feet in this particular scripture. So normally I just I read the scripture and then I break it down, use some, you know, go to some other scriptures. But this time I think I'm just going to go through the definition of different words that's within this scripture, and then we're going to get into some other scriptures. So then I went to the term feet, and that's 42:28. And that is, that's pous, and it just means foot. Then we have, then we got with preparation. Preparation is 209 in your Hebrew, in your Greek lexicon. And that word is hedemosia. And it means preparation, foundation, firm footing, readiness. So what are we doing? We're fitting the word on our feet, preparing us for our journey. And what is our journey? To share the good news of peace in this world. Now, that's another word. Wait a minute, I'm going to wait till I get to it before I go to it. So now we're going to go to another scripture. We're going to go to Jeremiah chapter 2, verses 2 and 3. And it reads, go. This is Jeremiah talking. This is Most High talking to Jeremiah. And it says, go and cry in the ears of Jerusalem, saying, thus saith Yahweh, I remember for you the kindness of your youth, the love of your wedding, how you went after me in the wilderness, in a land that was not sown. Israel was holiness to Yahweh, the first fruit of his increase. All who devour him shall be held guilty. Evil shall come on him, on them, saith Yahweh. So this scripture takes us back to something that we read before when we're talking about Israel and how they followed the cloud by day and the fire by night. And this was in the wilderness as they were wandering through the wilderness, learning different things in regards to their faith in the Most High. And then from there, I went to Matthew chapter 24, verse 9 to 14. And it reads, then they will deliver you up to oppression and will kill you. You will be hated by all the nations for my name's sake. Then many will stumble and will deliver up one another and will hate one another. Many false prophets will arise and will lead many astray, because the iniquity will be multiplied and the love of many will grow cold. But he who endures to the end, the same will be saved. This good news of the kingdom will be preached in the whole world for testimony to all the nations, and then the end will come. I went here because, you know, we've been talking about the prophets and how they speak on behalf of the Most High and how they intercede for the people to the Most High, and how we, as believers, we have to stand firm on his word, and we have to also make sure or look at our brother who's ministering that word and make sure that he is actually in the word, preaching the good news, bringing you and constantly keeping you in tune with the Torah, keeping you in tune with the spirit of Yahushua. From there, I went to Isaiah 52, verse 7, and it reads, how beautiful on the mountain are the feet of him who brings good news, who publishes peace, who brings good news of good, who publishes salvation, who says to Zion, yet Elohim reigns. So in this particular scripture, we're going to go to the term feet again, because this is what we're fitting and binding that Torah to. And I went to, in the Hebrew lexicon, for the term feet is 7272. Regel. And it means a foot, to be able to endure, according as after coming, follow, journey. And it has a root word, and it comes from regal, and that's 7270. Oh, another and that means to go about on foot, to teach. These are different definitions for it. It says the permanent route to walk along. So as we walk in the Torah, what are we doing? We're actually teaching people as we journey, because people are watching us. Earlier, we talked about the breastplate, and we were dealing with that as far as righteousness and being morally correct, as the scriptures tell us about how we're supposed to listen to the word, hear his voice. And we know that his voice comes through the prophets, the teachers, those who minister his word. So we have to, and as these men that have been chosen, speak the words of the Most High. And as we walk along with him, we have to, you know, keep that word wrapped around us. Keep that foundation solid. For these are the different aspects that we've already talked about in regards to this armor. Because the armor is wrapped around our whole being, protecting us from the ways of the adversary. It's also assisting us in overcoming the foolishness that we have within ourselves. We're going to go to Nahum, verse 115, and it reads, behold, on the mountain, the feet of him who brings good news, who publishes peace. Keep your feast, Yehuda. Perform your vows. For the wicked one will no more pass through you. He is utterly cut off. So from here, as we take on the good news, as we cleave to the faith and understanding that Yahushua laid his life down for us and has given us an opportunity to live. Because when we deal with our true nature is against the Most High. And because it's against the Most High, it causes us to walk in a different direction. But because we're cleaving to the word of the Most High, because we're putting on his armor, because we're trying to have the right behavior, the behavior that he originally wanted man to have. But man had to learn something. So as we learn from our journeys with the Most High, as we learn the word, as we practice the word, become better at serving, because we know how to make right and sound decisions. From here, I went to Romans chapter 5, verse 1, and it reads, being therefore justified by faith, we have peace with Yah through our Messiah, Yahushua. From there, I went to Romans chapter 10, verse 15, and it reads, and how will they preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the good news of peace, who brings glad tidings of good things. And what are those good things? Those good things are dwelling with the Father in heaven. Those good things are having a relationship with Yahushua, and in turn having a relationship with the Father. From there I went to Acts chapter 10, verses 34 to 36. And it reads, Peter opened his mouth and said, "Truly, I perceive that Yah doesn't show favoritism. But in every nation, he who fears him and works righteousness is accepted to him. The word which he sent to the children of Israel, preaching good news of peace by Yahushua, he is Elohim of all." From here, I went to John chapter 20, verses 29 and 31. Yahushua said to him, "Because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and have believed." Therefore, Yahushua did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written that you may believe that Yahushua is the Messiah, the Son of Yah, and that believing you may have life in his name. From here, I went to Matthew chapter 3, verse 17. And it reads, "Behold, a voice out of the heavens said, 'This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased.'" From here, we're going to go to 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 6 through 7. And it reads, "Wherein you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while, if need be, you have been put to grief in various trials, that the proof of your faith, which is more precious than gold, that perishes, even though it is tested by fire, may be found to result in praise, glory, and honor at the revelation of Yahushua." So one of the things that comes to my mind is, it's a great thing to have a relationship with Yahushua. It's a great thing. It's a great honor to praise Yah, to have faith because of what Yahushua has done for us, to cleave to what the prophet said, to cleave to the word. Because as we cleave to the word cleanses us. The word causes our crooked paths to be straight. The word becomes a light to our feet as we walk along the path of life. Then from here, I'm going to go to Psalm 119, and it reads 119 verses 105 to 112. And I'm going to read the whole stanza, because this is the stanza for Nun, the seed. And it reads, "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light for my path. I have sworn and I have confirmed it that I will obey your righteous ordinance. I'm afflicted very much. Revive me, Yahweh, according to your word. Accept, I beg you, the willing offering of my mouth. Yahweh, teach me your ordinances. My soul is continually in my hand, yet I won't forget your law. The wicked have laid a snare for me, yet I haven't gone astray from your precepts. I have taken your testimonies as a heritage forever, for they are the joy of my heart. I have set my heart to perform your statutes forever, even to the end." And one of the reasons why I went to this particular stanza of Psalms is, one, because it was talking about the feet and how the word is a lamp to the feet. And also in the last scripture, and it was talking about enduring to the end. See, because as we put on this Torah, as we put on this armor, it is giving us the power to endure, the wickedness of the adversary. Why? Because we have that faith. We are being a testimony of what Yeshua said. We have hope of what is yet to come for us. As it was mentioned last week, how he goes and prepares a place for us. If it wasn't so, he wouldn't have said it. So now we're going to go to 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 19 and 20. And it reads, if we have only hope in Messiah in this life, we are of all men most pitiful. But now Messiah has been risen, has raised from the dead. He became the first fruit of those who are asleep. For since the dead came by man, the resurrection of the dead also came by man. For as in Adam all died, so also in Messiah all will be made alive. See, and that is that hope. That is that hope that is preached. That if we believe and keep the law, statutes, and judgments, and cleanse ourselves with that Torah, go through the baptism of the heart, the baptism of the mind, allowing our minds to become fleshly so it can be molded. In the beginning, our minds was turned to stone. But as we cleave to the word, it breaks it up. Or using another analogy, the mind is like soil. And in order for it to receive seed, it has to be broken up. It has to be moistened. So as we cleave to the word, what does it do? It breaks our mind down. Breaks it down. Getting rid of the old man. And then allowing the seed to be dropped upon it. And as that seed drop upon it, what does it do? It takes root. But we have to continue to walk in his ways and walk in his truth so that the seed that has been planted within us can grow strong. And eventually, we become it. What just came to my mind is, I think it's in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, I believe, when it's talking about the two olive trees, the wild olive, the two olive trees, one wild olive tree and one good olive tree, and how a branch of the wild olive tree was grafted into the good olive tree. See, that's what happens when that soil, our minds are broken down and that seed is planted in it. See, that seed that's planted in it is Yahushua. And as he grows within us and takes roots in us, what happens? He's grafting into us. And then, as you know, in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, talks about how that wild olive branch becomes a good olive branch. See, because as Yahushua takes over us or lives in us, the old man is separated. That old man leaves. Because as has been mentioned, light and darkness cannot dwell in the same place. And what's happening? The temple is being refurbished. As Yahushua lives in us. And the light of Yahushua comes out of us. And others begin to see that light of him in us, which allows him to live in us, which allows him to live. So through his death, he gains life as he lives in us. And people see the light of truth within us, which is that word. Romans chapter 5. Verse 8-11. But Yah commends his own love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Messiah died for us. Much more than being now justified by his blood, we will be saved from Yah's wrath through him. For if while we were enemies, we were reconciled to Yah through the death of his son. Much more being reconciled, we will be saved by his life. Not only so, but we also rejoice in Yah through our Messiah, Yahushua, through whom we have now received the reconciliation. See, now we are worthy. As Yahushua, as our belief in Yahushua, we become worthy to go to his kingdom because we believe in his son, we believe in his word, and we're keeping his word by our actions and our deeds. And see, and others are having an opportunity to see us. They see us. So then there will be no excuse for them not knowing the word, because they have been given examples to see the word through us. And also see that light through us. For as Yahushua lives through us or lives in us. From here, I went to Revelation chapter 14, verse 4. And it reads, These are those who are not defiled with women, for they are virgins. These are those who follow the Lamb wherever he goes. These were redeemed by Yahushua from among men. The first fruit to Yah and to the Lamb. So right here, I stopped at this word virgins. And that is 3933 in your Greek lexicon. And it's parthenos, and it means a maiden, a virgin. So then they also had a word study definition. And it means, and when the definition that jumped out at me was, says figuratively, believers when they are pure, chasten. So I looked the word chasten up. And chasten means pure in thought and action and act. Overall, modest. So when we're dealing with that, those who are modest, those who are pure
and thinking.
So what are they doing? They're putting on that breastplate of righteousness. And their thought pattern has changed. There's a scripture that talks about renewing the mind. How are we renewing our mind? Because we're changing our thought patterns from trying to be a sinful man, but now we're trying to be a righteous man. And the only way we can, as the scriptures say, how does a young man cleanse his ways? It's through the Torah. And when you clean your thoughts up, then that's going to clean your act, and you're going to act modest. Because you changed your ways. And then from there, this is just I went to John 1:29. Well, actually, I'm going to just go to John 1:29 right now. And this is, you know, John the Baptist. And he was, this is a scripture that's talking about when he was, you know, doing baptisms. You know, and because, you know, John was doing baptism of repentance. And John 1:29 reads, says, the next day, he saw Yahushua coming to him, and he said, behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. So right here, what comes to my mind is that the people during his time on earth, some knew exactly who he was. Because as the scriptures teach about John the Baptist, you know, he didn't mingle with the people. He didn't mingle with the people at all. Yahushua came and he mingled with the people. And as we read earlier, he did a lot of healing. He did a lot of things for the people. But this is all to let you know that, you know, as we walk in this word, I mean, we got to secure it to our feet. Got to secure this word as we walk through life. Because as we walk through life, there's many roads, many different types of surfaces, and we need that word to protect our feet. Because if you can't get too many places with bad feet. Your feet hurt. No, you can't get too many places. I mean, you can always ride, but as far as walking, your feet hurt, you want to be off of them. You know, but we want to stay on this path of righteousness. So we got to secure this word to our feet. We got to be prepared for the road that's coming. Torah is giving us education about the things that we may come across in this journey called life. It's preparing us for those who can receive it, for those who want it, for those who believe and have faith in the good news that Yahushua laid his life down for us while we were yet sinners, and has given us an opportunity to dwell in one of those places that he has prepared for us. So Israel and family and friends and listening audience, hopefully this evening you heard a little bit about that good news. And that good news is that, oh, you know, sure, he's coming back. And he also went to prepare a place for us. And he wants us to clothe ourselves with that word. He wants us to protect ourselves with that word because he has given us the means to do so. He has also given us the example that it can be done. So I'm going to conclude this night's lesson with a brief prayer. Thank you, Father Yah, for meeting with us on this Shabbat day. Thank you, Father, for allowing us to hear some scriptures in regards to thy Son and what he has done for us as humanity. Father, we ask of thee to continue to bring us closer and closer to you and opening our ears to hear you speak to your representatives, helping us to stay in your word, helping us to demonstrate your word, helping us to show the light of thy Son, Yahushua, here on earth. For you say you're not a God afar off, but a Father close at hand. So we ask of thee, O Father, to allow us to have a peaceful slumber so that we can dwell with you during the day period. We ask of thee to strengthen us in our conscious mind as well as our unconscious mind with thy laws, statutes, and judgments. Blessed are you, Yahweh, blessed are you, Yahweh, shield of Abraham. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who resuscitates the dead. Blessed are you, Yahweh, the holy power. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who sanctifies the Sabbath. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who restores his presence to Zion. Blessed are you, Yahweh, our beneficent one, the beneficent one. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who blesses Israel with peace. And we thank thee in the name of thy Son, our Lord, our Savior, Redeemer, and soon coming King, Yahushua HaMashiach. Amen. Good night, family. Enjoy your slumber.
blockage apart. From the start, I wanna take the blockage apart. I give a good
tower of strength in the face of the enemy.